You're listening to Eagle Wings Online Radio, your messianic Christian music alternative.
Like what we do? Share this on your socials and tell everyone.
We hope you get blessed by this narrated sermon podcast from Pastor Chris.
Document title, On the On-Ramp. Topic, Prophetic Words on the Highway of God. On the On-Ramp. This message I would normally have brought to you on the first Sunday of the year. However, as it is such a timely word, I want to share it with you today. In July, call it the Sunday after Christmas, in July, we celebrated the birth of Christ, which was announced at least 13 times in Old Testament scripture. Those foretoldings or prophecies are very important to us, not just because they heralded the coming of Christ, but because every prophecy in the Holy Bible reveals an even more profound truth. God is never changing. Never changing means His word does not change. His mind does not change. God Himself never changes. He is everlasting and the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. I believe today's message is that God is everlasting, the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. It was all planned already. What was planned? Your salvation. With the fall of mankind in the Garden of Eden, it was already ordained. The journey of the wise men, the magi, the rising of the star, the angel's announcement in the field to the shepherds, and let us not forget God's offer to you. His offer to you is the opportunity of salvation, the chance to be reconciled with God, the chance to save your soul. In the book of Genesis, God was walking in the cool of the evening with Adam. God was with man. When Eve and Adam ate from the tree, they could no longer walk with God. God then had His plan in place for the salvation of mankind. He gave Moses a plan for his house among the people, the tabernacle. Following that, He provided Solomon with a plan for a grand and wonderful temple in the city of Jerusalem, so that he might dwell among his people. Then at Advent, we read that God still wants to be among his people through the words of Isaiah, Emmanuel, meaning God with us. Even when God walking among people was rejected and cast out, because we serve a God who is everlasting, all-knowing, never changing, and unconditionally loving, his plan remains steadfast. Okay, let me step back. That verse of Isaiah is very important for us today. Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, King James Version. Therefore the Lord Himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Emmanuel, God with us. Hold that thought for me, please. After Thanksgiving, our tradition is to buy a Christmas tree, string the lights, drape it with glitter and shine, sprinkle it with faux snow, and enjoy it until January 6th, the day many celebrate the arrival of the three kings, the wise men, the magi, and their visit with Joseph, Mary, and the baby Jesus, Emmanuel. We begin watching Christmas movies, some delightful, some dreadful. One of our favorites is the Tim Allen film where Santa Claus falls off the roof. He scoops up the disappearing man's coat and business card, only to realize later that he has signed a contract, fine print included, that makes him Santa Claus. In the sequel, there is even smaller print, which a scholar elf with a wise nose points out Santa must be married to remain Santa Claus. All in all, it's light-hearted entertainment. But why tell you this Hollywood nonsense after speaking of an all-knowing and loving God? As Christians, we don't need to be drunk or stoned or lose all self-control in partying. Even in the things of the world, we can be reminded of God's love for us. We can observe the misdeeds of others and, as a result, recognize how blessed we are to serve an all-knowing and loving God. I do not want to liken our guide, the Word of God, the Holy Bible, to Santa Claus's business card with fine print. Rather, I want to point out that there is an enormous amount of fine print in the Holy Bible. Prophecies woven into the portrait we see when we read, for example, the words of Isaiah, words that announce the birth of salvation for our lives. As we have heard in the Christmas messages, God had not only planned salvation for the Jews, but for all mankind. The shepherds in the field, the wise men, Simeon, Anna, all who were moved to speak of that wonderful encounter they had with Emmanuel, God with them. Not merely a baby, but the one promised as Messiah, HaMashiach, the Deliverer. We do not often hear of the birth of John the Baptist, born approximately 6 months before Jesus. Yet his ministry heralded a new day, also hidden in Isaiah's fine print of prophecy. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 1 to 8, King James Version. Comfort ye my people, saith your God. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem, and cry unto her, that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned. For she hath received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. The voice said, Cry. And he said, What shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all the goodliness thereof is as the flower of the field. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. Surely the people is grass. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. There is much we can glean here, especially when we consider John's birth. A minor prophet with a monumental message, a lock on the Old Testament, and a key to open the new. Isaiah foretells the forerunner. Luke fills in the details. The aged priest Zechariah and his barren wife Elizabeth are chosen for their righteousness. Elizabeth, too old to bear children, conceives. Zechariah's lips are sealed by the angel of God. On the eighth day, the child receives the name Yochanan, spelled Yod Chet Nun Nun Sofit. Yod, from the name of God, Yah. Chanan, meaning to be gracious or providing forgiveness. This brings us to John's role. God is gracious. God provides forgiveness. With John's birth and ministry, the Tanakh, the Old Testament, is sealed. It begins with an elderly woman at the end of her days, giving birth to the key that locks and seals the old covenant in God's forgiveness. God forgives, and the key that unlocks it proclaims, God is gracious. John is the one crying out in a place of nothing, the desert. Scripture says, Mark chapter 1, verse 3, King James Version. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. John stands in a wasteland, not at the close, not yet at the beginning, but in the void between. The era of the prophets is sealed. The era of Jesus' ministry has not yet commenced. He brings many back to God. God is forgiveness, as his name declares. People repent and symbolically wash away their sins by means of ceremonial washing, now known as baptism. Yochanan HaMatbil, John the Baptist, or John the Cleanser, cleansing the road, preparing hearts to receive the Mashiach, the Messiah. As Isaiah proclaimed, Isaiah chapter 35, verse 4 to 10 Common English Bible. Say to those who are panicking, "Be strong, don't fear. Here's your God, coming with vengeance, with divine retribution. God will come to save you. Then the eyes of the blind will be opened, and the ears of the deaf cleared. Then the lame will leap like deer, and the tongue of the speechless will sing. Waters will spring up in the desert, and streams in the wilderness. The burning sand will become a pool, and the thirsty ground fountains of water. The jackal's habitat will be a pasture. Grass will become reeds and rushes. A highway will be there, called the Holy Way. The unclean won't travel on it, but it will be for those who walk in it. Even fools won't get lost. No lion will be there, and no predator will ascend on it. None of these will be there. Only the redeemed will walk in it. The Lord's ransomed ones will return and enter Zion with singing, with everlasting joy upon their heads. Happiness and joy will overwhelm them. Grief and groaning will flee away." Yohanan, God is gracious. In His grace, He lowers what we have exalted in unrighteousness. He raises what we have overlooked in righteousness. He straightens what is crooked and smooths what is rough. God places us on a path, the highway of salvation and grace. Today is the first Sunday after our Christmas in July, a new day with new opportunities, the beginning of a new year in which many prophecies will be fulfilled and many revelations will occur. I am excited. I cannot wait to hear and know more. God is good, and the most important truth is this: He is good all the time. God is the same today as He was yesterday, and as He will be tomorrow. We are in a new day, a new era. We have entered the era of the highway. We have witnessed modern-day miracles, such as the Abraham Accords, where nations long at odds came together in peace. The remarkable turnaround in the confidence of the American people in their country, and a renewed chance for lasting peace in the Middle East. These are great miracles in themselves, fulfillments of prophecies spoken more than 2,000 years ago. As we stand on the threshold of this prophetic highway, let us remember that every twist and turn has been ordained by a God who never changes. His unchanging nature is our firm foundation, enabling us to face uncertainty with unwavering faith. When valleys are exalted and mountains laid low, we will recognize His hand guiding us toward His promises. In the small print of Scripture, we find not only ancient prophecies, but living words that speak to our present-day experience. From the foretelling of Emmanuel to the voice crying in the wilderness, God's plan unfolds across millennia, converging in our time with the same power as it did 2,000 years ago. As the Abraham Accords and the shift in national confidence testify, God continues to fulfill His word in our generation. Walking this highway demands vigilance and courage. We are called to prepare the way, to smooth the rough places in our own hearts and communities, so that all who encounter us may see the glory of the Lord revealed. Each act of forgiveness, each step of obedience, straightens a path for others to walk securely in faith. Let us therefore embrace this journey together, encouraging one another in love and truth. As the redeemed of the Lord, we will enter Zion with singing, joy upon our heads, and hope in our hearts. Grief may come for a night, but joy follows in the morning. Rev up your engines, beloved. The on-ramp is before us, the highway lies ahead, and our eternal destination awaits. God is good. He is with us always, and He will guide us every step of the way. Yes, my beloved friends, this era will raise our lows and lower our highs, It is a process that may hurt at times, a process of pruning, refining, molding, creating, and recreating. But I am ready for it. Are you? I know I'm on the on-ramp. Are you? God has extended to you His grace. He provides you His righteousness. Come on, rev up the engine. Amen.
Be sure to share the podcast on your favorite social media channels.